Hollywood is in the middle of its summer blockbuster season, movies with big stars and lots of special effects opening every week. It's not a particularly good time for moviegoers who like smaller films. But NPR's Bob Mandela went scouting and found two he likes this week, a low-budget independent picture called Napoleon Dynamite and a French-language film from Canada called Seducing Dr. Lewis.
Imagine a charming little fishing village in northern Quebec, picturesque as all get out, but totally without work. Absolutely everyone's on unemployment, even the mayor. Then by a fluke, there's an opportunity to attract a factory if the town can first attract a doctor. With much effort, they get Dr. Christopher Lewis to agree to come for a month's visit. Now, how to seduce him into staying? The mayor does some sleuthing and discovers he likes cricket.
Cricket?
That's disgusting, says the bank manager. Sushi's bad enough.
No, cricket le sport.
Cricket the sport. Now, this is a town of hockey fans, but while they may not know how to play cricket, they can certainly set up what looks like a cricket match on a hillside and let the doctor see it on his boat ride to town. Alas, the ploy works a little too well, and the doctor wants to stop and watch. Now what? In no time, Dr. Lewis is climbing the hill, getting close enough to see that the cricket players don't know how to play. What to do? What to do? Then one of the fake players gets an inspiration. All the men start jumping in the air and cheering, and the day is saved. That, of course, is just the beginning of the lies the town must tell, and it takes a while before the town folk realize that lying is perhaps not the best way to get their dignity back. Still, the tricks they employ to set their hook and reel in the doctor are a hoot, and the sense of community that emerges from this fish tale makes the trickery in seducing Dr. Lewis seem sweet rather than nasty. A different sort of small-town existence is mocked a little more roughly in Napoleon Dynamite. The title character is a high school geek in Idaho, pale and tall and mopey, with a goofy red afro and an awkwardness that makes him want to be anywhere but in high school.
Is Grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything. Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Oh, idiot.
Napoleon actually seems a smooth operator next to his 30-something brother, who spends all his time instant messaging an alleged girlfriend he's never met, and their uncle, who is still reliving 20-year-old football fantasies.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
Just then, Napoleon comes biking by.
Watch this.
What the heck are you doing?
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains?
Family notwithstanding, Napoleon is not a conventional movie nerd. He's morose and clueless, neither good-natured nor easy to like. You don't actually wish he'd get slammed into his locker by bullies, but you can understand why it happens. Still, there's something about the flat way he reacts to the world and the understated way director Jared Hess films him that makes the character bizarrely funny. Everything he does is lackadaisical, including a decidedly weird dance that very nearly tops the one that Tom Cruise did in his underwear in Risky Business. Despite its title, there is nothing at all explosive about Napoleon Dynamite, any more than there's anything terribly sexy about seducing Dr. Lewis. They are purposely as low-key as they are low-budget, which makes them a refreshing change of pace, especially at this time of year. I'm Bob Mandela.